So one final question.
Well, mine is interesting. It comes up discussing with patients a lot during initial visits because I treat melanoma patients. In melanoma patients, when you offer them immune therapy, there's a true long-term remission. Probably 10% of patients, they will live with their cancer for a very prolonged period of time. My question is, do you see that in lung cancer patients with immune therapy? Because I don't treat as big number, I have not seen it, a very prolonged response.
So the early data from Julie Brammer actually looked at this. Remember, hers was a phase one study looking at nivolumab, which was the first IO out of the gate. And these were heavily pretreated patients. It wasn't just second line, but often third or fourth line. And they are observing 3-4 year survivals of 15-16%, many of whom are not requiring treatment. So I think this notion or this observation of long-term survival that we've seen in melanoma also exists in lung cancer, certainly not at the same rate as we see in melanoma. But as data mature for many of the randomized trials, that'll be borne out, I suspect. If you look at the curves in the randomized trials, they seem to be plateauing. Unlike trials, say, with ramucirumab or nestatumab or other chemo, where it's sort of banana-shaped survival curves that bulge in the median and they come together at the end, the separation persists and in some cases expands over time. So it's an extraordinarily privileged population, obviously a high percentage of PD-L1 positive patients, but several who aren't. And I think it's incumbent on us to figure out who these folks are.
One more question. When we were talking before about second line therapy, I asked Corey, but I didn't ask you, what's your typical second line therapy in a patient with metastatic disease? The first line therapy is carbo, PEM, and pembrolizumab.
Off protocol docetaxel, with or without ramucirumab.
Awesome.